Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
There in Radio Land, it is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Or for our Spanish brethren and sistren out there, numero uno. I don't know how to say the LA Talk Radio part, but I'll say numero uno. We are also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. So just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on any social media. Just type it into your browser. You'll find us everywhere you can think of. Or also check us out at Get Real Global Entertainment on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. You can check us out, Get Real Global or Get Real Global Entertainment. Type that in. You can see when our next concerts are coming up. We've got a lot going on in the LA area. Many things. And he handed me this. Okay, hold on. We do what they call, Jenny's Concert Rundown. We do like a quick recap of the concerts we just went and saw at the you know, venues, and also ones of ours, and then upcoming ones. And then we can talk about your upcoming concerts as well. Let people know where you're going to be playing soon. Let's see. So last Wednesday, May 8th at the CIA in North Hollywood. That's California Institute of Abnormal Arts. Shout out to Carl Crew. What up? We had a great show that night. We do apologize to Black Heroin Gallery. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the show got cut short and they were not able to play, and we do apologize, but we will be getting you on more concerts at other venues. We got you, don't worry about it. And they're gonna be on the radio show in like October, so we're good. It's called when you make someone unhappy in LA, bribe them. throw a bunch of free stuff at them. They love that. Hey, you know, I'll make it up to you. Yeho, I love you. You guys are awesome. So bands who played that night. Nguyen. Shout out to Noah Lamech and shout out to Alejandra Ariano. Thank you so much for playing the show. Thank you to Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Yes.
Thank you to Lillian Mortis.
Yes.
Thank you to Sinestra Cabaret.
Yes.
All right. So that was a great show. Thank you to Carl Crew for letting us do Wednesdays at, we're going to be like every other Wednesday basically at the CIA. So it's going to be some great shows. Let's see. Friday. So Carlos Cleaver. I got him to play at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
All right,
shouts yeah. Carlos Cleaver. So he was able to actually play the Rainbow. So that made me happy. I was able to get him on over there.
You can cut that mic.
You don't want to sit over there? Bitch, there's a seat. And Silent Giggles don't want to be on the radio. Fuck you, Blesbian. Didn't want you on my fucking show today anyway. Piss off. You twat. I'm just kidding. I'm going totally. Or
cunt.
You cunt. Cunt. You cunt. Oh, no, wait. As Lisa Lampanelli would say, you cunted twat.
Oh, yeah.
I love that shit. I saw it on a TV show recently, too. I don't know. Yeah, I thought it was cool.
She's a pool.
Friday, May 11th. You have 10th on here. Yeah, man. You crazy man. And that was Saturday, May 11th. Not Friday, May 10th. Oh, no, that was characters.
Right.
My mind. Wrong. I got high before the show. It's my fault.
But you only smoked a blunt.
I don't care.
God damn.
We smoked two blunts. One on the way to the bus and one at the bus stop with her. I'm just saying. It is what it is.
Well, goddamn. Maybe you need to slow down then.
Or share.
I'm trying to get to the guests and stay on a timely manner because usually we go off the beaten path. And
well, you're still talking.
Anyway, Friday, May 10th at Characters in Pomona. Shout out to Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions.
Yes.
That was a great show. Thank you. It was awesome. We had some really good bands that night. Carlos Cleaver did an acoustic set.
Yes.
He's with the band Cleaver out of Santiago, Chile.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. He's amazing.
South
incredible
America's
voice.
In the
go check
house.
Out our videos for Carlos Cleaver. He was really fucking good.
Yeah.
Soul Shaker.
Yeah.
Gravity Lane.
Yep.
Hood Life Hippies. Mm-hmm. Liver Shot. Satanic Johnny. and Legions.
I'm an ogre.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm an ogre.
It's one of the bands I manage, Satanic Johnny. I love
this. Oh,
sorry. Anyway, Saturday, May 11th at the Pacifico Cantina. Shout out to Ruben and Robert of the Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park. Yeah. That was a really great show. Thank you. Had a huge turnout.
Yes.
Thank you to all the bands for making it so successful. We thank really you appreciate much. You. We had Jizz Grenade.
That'll go along with y'all with group.
Cunt Punch. We should put Jizz Grenade and Cunt Punch together. I think that'd be a great show. They're like punk rock too. So hey, perfect show.
Get the Whining Pussies on there.
Oh my hell yeah!
I love the Whining Pussies. Clark McSteven. Yeah. What up, Clark McSteven? We hell love yeah. you, motherfuckers. What up, Kyle?
Hell yeah.
Zemblage. We love those guys.
Damn, oh, one more.
No, shout out to God damn it, Cat. Look what the cat dragged in. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Cat Monroe.
Okay,
I love Cat Monroe.
She's awesome.
She's the bomb. That's all. Oh, I love that woman. Okay, so Vile Life, Hungry Ass Youth, Tang Witch.
Yeah.
I said it was the championship breakfast for astronauts everywhere. Tang Witch. Make a sandwich out of Tang. Anyway, and Antagonist. And thank you to Antagonist. They brought in a huge crowd. A lot of people came to see them. Shout out. Tuesday, May 14th at the Five Star Bar. Thank you to all the bands last night. Had an amazing show. It was really great. We had somebody bring in like a birthday crowd, like 25 something, 30 people.
30 people.
I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
We just let them all in. Go drink.
Hell yeah.
Make us look better to the owner.
Took pictures.
Go drink. And I had to take pictures too. Got to show the owner that we had a big turnout.
Yeah.
We had the Tragic Radicals. They were a female-fronted band. Oh, my God, they're so good.
Yeah.
They would be great for you guys, too. I think the Tragic Radicals. They're from, like, OC. They're really good.
I could be wrong, but I think we have played with them, and, yeah, they are awesome.
Yeah, it was oh, three-piece band? It was great. Band. They're going to have their bassist next show.
Okay.
They're playing for us again on May 28th at the Five Star Bar, so come check that show out. But we have, Vitamin XP. Mm-hmm. Again, thank you to Alejandra. We had the Montgomerys. Thank you to Maxwell.
Oh, they were so good.
Me and Maxwell and a couple other dudes were freaking moshing out.
Yeah.
We were doing our own mosh pit. We were like, I had so much fun. So my pants kept falling down. Anyway, I've lost a bunch
That's
of weight.
Fun.
I lost a bunch of weight. And I'm like, God damn, no, keep them up. I need a belt. Anyway, and we had Echovox. Shout out to Echovox. They were fucking amazing. Yes. And Calling Kings. Holy shit.
They got an actual bass. Like, boom, boom.
The big, boom, boom, big bass. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he has it up to an amp.
Like, Big Bad Voodoo Daddies, I think, have that. Or one of those bands like that. Yeah, I love that stuff.
That was good.
Love that. They're fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get those last four bands, the Tragic Radicals, Montgomerys, Echovox, and Calling Kings on a show, maybe at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Nice.
And maybe get you guys over there for a show, too.
Yeah.
So I'm working on some dates for that. All right. This Friday, May 17th, 2 days from now, the Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park. Come out. It's going to be an amazing show.
Yeah.
Hard rock, light metal. You know what I mean? It's going to be like, you know, classic rock kind of stuff.
Light metal, is that like aluminum?
Yeah. Yes.
Aluminum.
Yes, it's aluminum.
aluminum rock.
Aluminum.
Light metal.
Yes. Okay. We're going to have Grandpa's Nuts.
Yeah.
And Jealous. Carry On.
Yeah.
56 Gallows.
Oh, yeah.
And Legions.
Yes.
So it's going to be a great show. Wednesday, May 22nd, next week at the CIA in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Cesar Cardona. Fira. The chick where it literally has, like, she wears fangs. Like, she's like a vampire. It's freaking badass. Shout out to Hannah Fira. Satanic Johnny.
All right.
And Berserk. I manage both those last two bands. I have Berserk now, too.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Marlon from Berserk. Fuck yeah. And we're going to have Dangerous D in the house.
Oh.
Dangerous D. He's going to be having people staple money to him.
Ooh.
I love that dude. He's badass. But I'm going to see if I can get some more people. And we're trying to get a food vendor. So, you know, music, food. Maybe I can try to get an author or two, like sci-fi horror or something. I'm trying to shake it up. A little
Ghost
bit different
goblins.
Every time. Yeah, something crazy. Friday, May 24th, Pacifico Cantina. We've got the Rapscallion, which is a Primus tribute band. Come check them out if you love Primus. We have Gravity Lane. They're like a grunge band, but they play originals. They write their own grunge, but it's really great. It's that, that's that style though. And then 90.
Okay.
They're playing all the hits from the 90s. All
right. Oh, that's going to be good.
It's going to be an amazing fucking show. Mm-hmm. But let's talk to our guest today. We have Lori,
yes,
lead singer of Cunt Punch.
Poop.
Fuck yeah.
Poop, poop.
What's your, no, tell, introduce yourself, though, like full name, you know, full name and all that stuff.
Hey, full name, I'm the lead singer of Cunt Punch. My name's Lori Love. You can find me on Facebook under Lori Love, L-U-V. Or if you want a page with a lot less political opinions, you can follow the band page at Cunt Punch, one word. And I pretty much keep myself off of there. So that's just a lot of the band stuff and band info.
I follow your actual, your page.
Yeah.
Like, I'm friends with you. But I love that stuff because... I love the stuff you talk about. You're right up my alley. Oh, wait. Okay. So she has this amazing song we're going to play for you in a minute. It's fucking awesome. And she says, don't grab me by the pussy. My pussy bites back. She's talking about that stupid fucker Donald Trump.
And we hate Donald Trump.
Yay.
As much as you do.
That's awesome.
My husband and I, so we're like-minded. We're cool.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that song this morning, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, fuck yes. You know, his little small hands. You kept talking about his small
Yep.
Okay, we're going to play that in a minute. But, awesome. Yeah, so that covers the concert.
We got to do that enough.
That
talk
covers
about
all
him.
The concerts.
Maybe he'll
That's
put
good.
Us in his tweet.
Yeah, maybe. There you go.
Maybe.
And then we'll be famous.
It's so sad. Get Real Globe Entertainment. It's so sad.
Fuck them.
They're not Bigly.
Fuck him. Anyway, next week on the radio
That's
show.
That's his problem. His wife probably don't want to.
Next couple weeks on the radio show, real quick. Yeah, Yellow Cake next week with Marco Lesher, May 22nd. And May 29th, we got Lith Liberty. And then on June 5th, we got Connie Grandma. She's an author from Russia. Cool. That caps off all our stuff. We don't have to talk about nothing the rest of the show, but Lori.
Right.
All right.
That's scary.
Hell yeah. I like to just kind of get it
all out of the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That way we can focus on the real stuff we're doing here. So we've got our Cunt Punch gear.
Fuck
if
yeah.
you can see it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have more gear for you.
Oh, cool. Rock on. Look, we got Cunt Punch. Yes.
Hey, this is for you.
We haven't taken. Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Stay Angry.
Which is our CD we're working on right now.
Fuck yes.
The title of it is going to be Stay Angry.
Nice. My husband says I'm angry all the time.
Good.
And I said, no, it's just because a lot of stuff pisses me off and a lot of people piss me off. And I'm not an angry person myself. It's just the situations and the people that surround me that piss me the fuck off.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
It's true.
There's a difference.
Okay.
A lot of things really irritate the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know.
It's okay.
If anybody know, I know more than you do.
Fuck yeah. Anyway, I don't really care.
I know you don't.
Makes me more passionate. You know what I'm saying? It's that French, Irish, Native American shit going on. I don't know. Anyway, so let's talk about Cunt Punch. How long have you guys been a band, first of all?
We've been a band as it is now for going on about 2 years.
Nice. I love it.
I guess you'd say the founding members, which are our guitar player, Daryl Danger, and Anthony Fury, the drummer, have been in bands together on and off for longer than they'd probably like to admit.
Okay.
And they had been looking for another singer and had asked me and had no idea at the time that they were going to end up playing in a feminist punk band. But that's what happened.
I'd be like, get over it.
Yep. And they're totally fine with it. Probably one of the first songs we wrote as a band was actually Feline Dentata.
Oh, that was badass.
I walked in with those lyrics and they just went, okay, if you're singing it, we'll do it.
That makes sense too, because he became president right before you would have wrote that.
Yep.
And he said that grab you by the pussy thing probably like short into his term. So that makes sense. Perfect timing.
No, he said that years ago.
That's
when he came into
office,
political power. You know, when he started to be the Republican nominee,
they
went back, and did it,
Oh, I thought he said that while he was president.
No.
It doesn't really surprise
me. It was a tape that resurfaced.
Right.
Now we know your real opinions about women,
asshole.
Anyway. Trying to share our video right now with the world.
I already did it.
You did it. Well, I'm sharing it, too.
Right. You got more friends than I do.
Fucking sharing. I got 5,000 fucking friends. Don't.
I got probably 44.
57.
I got 57 friends?
I think. I'm not sure. Maybe. I'm just guessing.
Maybe.
There's probably a lot less drama on your page than there is on my page.
Yeah. Who the fuck is this?
I have 5,000 friends.
Scam Likely, you son of a bitch. Scam anyway. Likely. Somebody called on my phone, goddammit.
So, silence your fucking phone? That's what I do during a show. Silence.
I just, what do you call it? Deny it. Fuck them.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyway, so what's your writing process for your songs? Like, what do you pick specific? Like, I listen to your songs and I like, was it Shit Town?
Mm-hmm.
That like L.A.
Mm-hmm.
But the bullshit and the fake-o and the yep. all that fucking sleazy shit. Yep. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, before we go any further, where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Give me a hug. Yeah, fuck yeah. Us East Coasters.
You know why?
I'm from Maine.
You know why? You know why I ask? Because I've been here all my life.
Mm.
So I had to grow into knowing what the bullshit is from people in Los Angeles. People from not from Los Angeles, they come in, it's like, oh,
what the hell?
LA people's full of shit.
Yeah.
See, I had to learn it. I didn't know. I just thought we were just people from LA.
I'm just glad that you're a person from LA and you're not full of shit.
Because I learned not to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, part.
It'd be nice if more people paid attention out here.
Right. Yeah.
But even a lot of the people who move here from other places,
they're led to take over, huh?
A lot of them become fake themselves.
Right.
Or they were fake to begin with and they just moved to a perfect town for them.
Fits in.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just an extremely real person.
Right.
I tell it like it is. I don't give a fuck if I hurt your feelings. Boo fucking who. Whine down the street. Tell somebody fucking else. The whining pussies.
Tell the whining pussies.
We're from the East Coast. We're straight the fuck up. We tell you what the fuck is up. We tell you if you got shit on your face. Mm. And I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings by saying that, but would you rather I tell you you have shit on your face or let you walk the fuck all around and 500 people see you and never say anything? Fuck right. That bullshit. I'm trying to save you the pain, bitch.
Yeah.
Just the way I look at it. But seriously, though, for your writing process for your songs, what do you have, like, specific things that inspire you? I mean, I know you're political mm-hmm. and a lot of other things like that. So I know what Shit Town's about. And I know, obviously, what, you that know, Feeling and Todd is about.
A lot of times what the writing process, the way it works out is I have little to nothing to do with the creation of the actual music.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell you what key, what note. I know nothing about
that. Would
that
be
part.
Me. That would yes. end up being me because I'm yeah. a singer and I would write. I write lyrics, but
yes.
I would not fucking know for God. I've played flute for 7 years, but I don't know anything else.
That's me.
Let
exactly.
them do it, right?
So they, okay, cool. The guys in the band, put together songs. And they usually will give me three or four to see basically what I connect with, what I feel
works for
me.
Okay.
And then I just start listening to them over and over again, and usually something just comes to me. Usually it's, I mean, I've got a long list of things I'm always fucking angry about, so I can just kind of choose something.
I knew I'd like you.
I got something. I got an idea. Maybe you can write about these messed up abortion laws that's coming out
oh,
next in Georgia and Ohio.
Fuck yeah.
Right.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Like, literally, yeah. they've saying, as soon as you get pregnant, if you get an abortion, it's like 99 years in the pen or some shit.
Once you become pregnant, you're no longer a person.
Here's a song. It's my uterus. It's my uterus. And I'll do it with what I want.
Like, right? It's my party.
And I'll, and I,
except
and,
it's my uterus.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But anyway. But yeah, then I come back with something and then we'll put together an arrangement, things like that. So yeah, I mean, it's really very free flow. I always kind of feel like it's dumb luck. Like when I never go into it thinking this song is going to be about this. I just listen to it for a while and then come up with something. So hopefully eventually
nice.
That never runs out.
Be like, so I threw my
always put- something to piss you
like,
off about.
You'd be like, yeah. So I threw my pussy a party. Don't tell me what to do.
That's a good one.
And we have one. I think it's going to be on our next CD. It's called Perfect Dolls, which I think you'll like. And it's all about
badass.
Women being angry. And it's okay to be angry. And we don't have to be nice or be polite. Mm. And kind of in the opening is you're looking for a girl with a smile on her face, a sweet young thing that knows her place. She never says no and she always agrees. And she looks so pretty when she's on her knees. But you got me.
Ah, that's fucking awesome. Seriously, though, would you rather me be just some replica of some doll? You want me to be perfect? Do you expect me to be a certain way?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But that's just unrealistic.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You have the wrong idea, bitch. The wrong idea.
That's true.
That's why I told my husband, like me the way I am or fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I love you the way you are. I don't try to change you. So don't try to do that to me. I don't like that. I mean, I'm not a douchebag. I can be a douchebag, but I try not to be.
I just get to a point and I was like, okay, it's time to be mean to my wife.
I know sometimes you have to kind of like tell me what the fuck's up, but it's okay.
You'll be all right.
I try, damn it. Let's play some songs.
All right.
So we have 6 songs on here. Which one do you want to play first?
Well, if you want to do the...
Because they're all short songs. They're only like between 2 to 4 minutes at the most. Uh-huh. So
we
might even be able to play all fucking 6. Who fucking knows?
Well, since we were just talking about Feline Dentata, why don't you?
All right. Here we go. Here's a little... We're going to fuck with Trump right now.
Yeah. I hope you're listening, President, or whoever, or any of y'all.
Yeah.
Let them know who this is.
Just remember, don't grab me by the pussy.
Nah, you're going to have
issues. I'll punch you in the fucking face.
You punch him in his cunt.
Yes. Because he is a pussy. You're the cunt.
Hey, wait a minute. Pussies are awesome and warm and inviting. And
oh, geez. Never
awesome.
Mind. Never
He's
mind.
He's a dick.
Never mind. You're a dick. You're a douchebag. Forget. That's right. You're right. You're right. Hard and unyielding. No, it's good. Anyway, here's Feline Dentata by Cunt Punch on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. Fuck yeah, Feline Dentata. You little man with your little hands. That was badass.
Yeah, my pussy fucks you up.
I said I wanted to start a cover band where I only do covers of songs from local bands.
Oh, nice.
Like I do a cover of Feline Dentata for you, And they'll do like one Satanic Johnny song and one like a different songs from different bands that like that I manage or whatever. You know what I mean? That'd be badass. I thought that would just be cool. But then I'm like, wait a minute, they're local bands. but still, I think that'd be awesome.
And that one was fun too, because I don't know, the name of that song, Feline Dentata, comes from, have you ever, Sigmund Freud, Vagina Dentata?
Oh, yeah.
It's the concept that men have a subconscious fear that all women might have teeth in their vagina that will bite their dicks off.
What was that movie? Remember Teeth. That movie, Teeth? That movie called Teeth. I haven't watched it yet, but I've been wanting to watch it. I need to go check that out.
So Teeth. That was the plan on that. Instead of That's being creepy. Vagina dentata, since we're talking about pussies, it's feline dentata. So the pussy like bites
it.
Back.
I like it.
Pussy power.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. Yes. You tell him, lesbian. You tell him. This is my lesbian.
What's that? You ever seen a movie back in the 80s called DC Cab?
No.
And then it's toward the end of the movie. Gary Busey, Mr. T was in it. And he said, and the woman came up and she had some popcorn. And Gary Busey walks up and he sticks his hand in the popcorn. And she got mad and walks off. He said, women got half the money and all the pussy.
You damn right, Gary Busey. Again, sorry for your motorcycle accident. Sorry, he has brain damage from that now. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
He was an amazing fucking actor. He really was. I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad actor now. He's still good. It's just he's...
And didn't he...
He's never been the same since then.
And he campaigned against helmet laws for motorcycles.
Really?
Previous.
But why would you do that? You should have been wearing a helmet. You wouldn't be fucked up now.
That was a long time ago,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's a good actor. Shout out to Gary Busey. I love his son, Jake Busey, too. I think it's Jake.
Yeah.
He does some movies.
He did, what's the one with the aliens, and the aliens shot the things, the bug aliens or something?
Oh, Starship Troopers. Starship Troopers. Right. Yeah. He's been in a bunch of stuff, though. Yeah, he's a really good actor. So anyway, what do we want to play next?
Well, probably we always open our sets with Pills.
Okay.
That
was a good song.
Yeah, it seems to be one that
I was listening to all the songs this morning.
And it's one that you can sing along to because it's got a repeating chorus. Repeating. So that shows. Some of our songs do not.
It's okay. Sorry. It's all right. I still sing along.
Yeah.
If I know the song. So want to do Pills?
Sure.
All right, let's do Pills by Cunt Punch on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio.
Yeah.
Enjoy. We'll be right back. Fuck yeah, that was Pills. That was amazing.
That reminds me of somebody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's yeah, Pills reminds me, yeah. It reminds us of people.
Yeah, that one definitely reminds me of somebody.
There's a lot of people who say, you know, just one more line, just one more pill, just one more drink. I swear to God, I'm going to quit tomorrow. Yeah, I'm quitting after this. I'm never going to touch it again.
They're coming down, and they spend all the money, and they crying. I'm sorry, and I'll never, ever do it again, and this and that and the other. And
you've been through that.
Oh, yeah, for years.
6 years in one relationship you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many times did you have to take her ass to the hospital?
7-8 times, maybe.
At least. Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever have to pump her stomach?
Yeah, I think they did that.
Mm. That's what I'm saying. That's when you know people really have a fucking problem.
I had to take her to the hospital. She OD'd. I had to take her to the hospital the day I buried my father.
Yeah.
I had to take her to the hospital, come back and get ready to put my father on the ground.
Yeah. That's very disrespectful.
It's selfish.
No offense, that's selfish and disrespectful to you.
Right. Yeah.
That's not paying respect to you.
For one day.
Come on now. This is the day that your man is going to be burying his father. Have respect for your man.
Right.
Don't touch anything. No alcohol, no drugs, nothing.
Did all
and
that.
Especially don't go fucking ODing. What is your problem?
Yeah. Lily had to get her up. God rest her soul. I'm sorry. Take her to the hospital. Make sure she was stable. Then come back, get dressed, and go. Bury my dad. Yeah.
I mean, sorry, R.I.P. Carla. Sorry, you know, it's...
Well, I didn't want to say no names.
But I'm not saying no last names. I'm just saying R.I.P., It's just sad.
And we hear a lot about that song that people relate to it because most people, especially around here in L.A., have been in that situation. They know someone. They've seen family. They've heard it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people been through that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I've had friends that were like that. Or, I've had friends, boyfriends, all say that. I'll stop drinking tonight. This is my last one. I'll never do it again. Yeah, I've been there, done that. Bullshit.
Yep.
It's easier dating someone marrying someone who doesn't have those types of issues.
Yeah.
I mean, you drink, but, like, only once in a while. Just like me, once in a while. It's not that big a deal. And we don't do drugs, so
yeah,
it's just easier. You know, husband number one and husband number two didn't either. I only marry the ones who don't have serious fucking issues.
Substance abuse issues.
Yes, I don't deal with that. Or abusive fuckers.
Right.
I don't deal with that either.
Good.
I get too much respect for myself for that. What do we want to play next?
We'd also been talking about Shit Town, which is kind of probably our least punk song. It's more of a kind of has a bluesy feel to it.
I like it,
but the lyrics are pointed.
Yeah, so this is about LA and any place like that, but here in LA, you know, it's one of those places. We have a band called Sticky Doll, who's a punk rock band, mm-hmm. and they have a song called Snotty Little Cunt,
mm-hmm.
about little cunts that live here in LA who want to be snotty and fuck bougie and all that. And then they have another song called Plastic World.
I haven't heard that one from theirs yet.
It's a newer one they have, Plastic World, and it's about LA.
Nice.
I love that.
Yeah, this was actually originally inspired. It was outside of LA, but it was just kind of the whole, any scene, really.
Yeah.
Even when you get into the punk scene, it's like, oh, well, you know, are you a real this? Are you real that? Are you wearing the right clothes? Are you listening to the right songs? Are you sounding the right? And just all of, and I think every subculture has that.
I agree. That'd be the perfect. That'd be perfect to put Sticky Doll on with you guys.
We've played with them at the Regal Inn and at the Doll Hut.
Okay.
Previously,
I think that'd be a good show.
Yeah.
Put you on with that. Okay. Cool. Let's see about putting that together. All right, we're gonna play Shit Town by Cunt Punch. I love that. Shit Town by Cunt Punch. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Speak up, what said I hear you? Talking shit behind my back. You don't like the way I dress. You don't like how I act. Seems like without even trying. again why I should care what you think. I don't give a shit. No, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Elbae Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Hey, this is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on my way to the casino. I got my bottle of whiskey and my pack of Luckies, so I think I'm good. I'm gonna get lucky today. I can feel it. Anyway, you're listening to my niece Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. All right, hope you get lucky too.
This is Satanic Johnny, and you're listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio.
And iHeart Radio.
This is Every Other Year, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Oh, my Aunt Rose from Atlantic City. She's a crazy bitch. Crazy bitch.
Yeah.
Goes to the casino every day, drinks a bottle of whiskey every day, and smokes a pack of Luckies. Oh, she's crazy. I don't know how she still gets sex at her age, but she told me she does, so.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to know. It's like a sand trap at Pebble Beach. Sorry. Anyway, we have too much fun. Okay, so where are you going to be playing at your upcoming shows?
We are playing June 1st in San Diego at the Tower Bar.
Okay.
And then we are playing June 8th at the Hilltop in Apple Valley.
Nice. Okay, cool.
And those are all we have lined up for now because I'm going out of state for July and August.
Oh, okay.
Because when it hits summer and it gets way too fucking hot in Southern California, I go back to New York.
Oh, you're crazy. That's awesome.
So then I'll be back in September and we'll have more shows booked from there on out.
Awesome. We'll try to book you on some stuff when you come back.
Yeah.
That's badass. You get to go back to New York for a couple months.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't work with Maine. It's really hot and clammy. High fucking humidity rates all summer. It's just no point. It's dry heat out here at least. I'd rather have the dry heat than the humid.
I live up in the high desert, so dry heat at 112, just... It,
oh, no, yeah. You where you live? No, fuck no. Living in L.A., it's okay, but live where you were? No.
No. Yeah.
I can see why, yeah, okay. Now I know why you're going back to New York for a couple months.
Yes.
You know, man, it'd be cool if you could play shows out there, though.
Yeah.
If they'd be willing to go out for a couple gigs or something, if you're, you know, your players.
Yeah, then it's, transportation of gear, and at that point, it's pretty much a, you know... If they're going to come out here with all their gear, they might as well do a cross-country tour. And
that's a good point. Good venue. Point. I got him. So. I totally understand that. Okay, so who are the other members of your tribe?
We've got, well, our guitar player who's fucking amazing, Daryl
really
Danger.
Good. Yeah, he's really good.
And he is really, really good. We've got our drummer who is Anthony Fury and our bass player, Eddie English.
Nice. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it. They were put on an amazing show. We had them play our on February 15th, I think it was, or 16th, something like that. It was back for our February show we did at Petey's Place in Tarzana. It was a great show. We had Cunt Punch, we had Death on the Radio, The Privileged Perverts, and we had Glitter Trash.
It was a great
show.
God,
that was an amazing show.
It was a really good show.
That was a really good show. Shout out to Jenna James Mullins. What up, dude? What up? She's awesome.
Yes, she is.
I love Jenna. There's some really great bands. I might put a show together with the Jenna Torturers and you know what I mean? Glitter Trash, you guys. Yes. Man, that'd be badass. That'd be a crazy fucking concert. Now, where can people find you on all your website, social media, that kind of stuff?
We have our website is www.cuntpunchband.com. And then on Facebook, you can find us as Cunt Punch, one word. Instagram, we are C Punch Punks, or nice. You can just search the hashtag at Cunt Punch and we'll come up. I think that's everything.
Nice.
Pretty sure.
Well, we got 5 minutes left.
All right.
So let's play another song. Okay.
Love Struck. It's my favorite. It's my favorite.
All right. We're going to do Love Struck
yeah.
by Cunt Punch on Jenny's World Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeart Radio.
Yes.
We'll be back in a moment. Love Struck.
It's been fun, but you gotta understand, you're not the only one. I'm not planning on moving in. It don't matter what you imagine. Just because we fucked around doesn't mean I'm getting tied down. I'm not your fairy tale prince. I don't know why you can't get this. Don't need to be protected behind your wild picket fences. Don't say that you love me. We were just fucking. Love struck. I've been honest from the beginning. It's obvious you're not listening. You thought you could change my mind. Well, sweetheart, you're out of time. If I'm so perfect for you, then why you wanna change me too? Not gonna change my name. No white dresses, no champagne. I never said I loved you. Babe, that should have been a clue. Is that a diamond ring? What the hell's wrong with you? Love struck.
Fuck yeah, that was fucking awesome. That was amazing.
That one's still one of my favorites.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That was cool.
I'd love to put you guys at the Five Star Bar downtown.
Yeah, well, I don't believe we've played there yet.
We've had a few bands that we've showcased there that have never played. I'd like to get you on over there. CIA in North Hollywood.
Okay.
And maybe out at Characters Pomona and some other venues. I've got quite a few. Maybe get you over at the Rainbow Room when you come back in September, maybe.
That would be cool.
Okay, let's shoot for that. Okay, good. I like to take bands that I really like, that I really think are talented, and I like to showcase them at different venues all over. get them as much exposure as they possibly can. You know, they want. You know what I mean?
That would be awesome because we want to play as many places as we can.
Okay, cool. And we'll stretch it out like so it's not in the same
yeah.
locations. We'll kind of, you know what I mean? We'll shake it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to thank you so much. We want to thank Lori Love from Cunt Punch.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. For being on the show today. Thank you so much for being on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank. Oh, my God. We love the music. Go check out Cunt Punch. You can listen to their first album. What's the first album called?
Self-titled.
It's just Cunt Punch. Cunt okay. Punch. You can find their first album, Cunt Punch, on their website. Go to www.cuntpunchband.com. And you can listen to their first six songs from that Cunt Punch EP. They're going to be coming out with an EP or an
yep.
album?
It'll also be a six-song EP.
Okay, six-song EP called Stay Angry. Check it out. It's coming out. When do you think it might be coming out?
With 2 months.
Okay. All right. Cool. 2 months. So be looking out for that. And they can find you on probably Spotify and a bunch of places typically.
Hopefully soon.
Okay, cool. Well, we need to get your asses on. We need to get your asses on Spotify.
I know.
All right. Well, you'll be on Spotify now.
Yay.
Right.
Rock on.
Right.
Cunt Punch is now officially on Spotify through Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Anyway. We're out of here for another week. Come back next week with Yellow Cake, Marco Lesher. That's Charo's nephew. he plays in a
That's
metal.
That's going to be
he's
crazy.
He's going to play in a metal band. So Yellow Cake, and then the week after that will be Within Liberty, and then we're going to have an author after that. So shout out to Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises.
Yes, thank you, Desiree.
For all your PR needs for books, if you're an author, check her out, Black Chateau. All right, we're out of here for another week. Next week we'll be back. Have a good one. Thank you to everybody for watching. We'll be back soon.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.